Well, Robert, many congratulations. Always a very popular class, this six bar, and you've gone and nailed it. A great, confident display of jumping from your horse. He loved every minute of it.
Yeah, he did. Actually, he's never done a six bar before, so I was a bit sceptical, you know. But actually, he jumped the first round pretty good, and then I think every round he jumped better and better and better.
And did you know what you were getting to at the end, or do you just... fence is a fence to you?
You know, I think when he was jumping so confident, and, you know, I had a lot of trust in him. I didn't really doubt that he couldn't jump it, you know.
He's a well-bred horse, though, isn't he, out of Argento? So jumping's the name of the game.
Yeah, no, you know, obviously Argento was number one sire of the world at one point, and he's out of a very good mare that I jumped at 150 level. So he's very, very well-bred, and... you know, I think he's really a horse for the future.
So, and can get you right to the top in terms of what this horse can do?
Yeah, I think so. He's a little bit of a bigger horse, and I think it's taken a bit more time than it would normally. But he's had some very good results in 150 classes, and I think he's improving all the time, so you never know.
And for you to have a winner of the Horse of the Year show, the crowd were up for it as well. Presumably it feels as good as ever.
Yeah, no, it's great, actually. I probably haven't had the best run in the last, two or three weeks. And it's great to get a win under my belt, and just a bit of confidence is great.
And just a slight change of tack, but obviously we've been talking about your dad being here for over 50 years. Can you still believe that he still wants to do it, or do you tell him, please retire one day?
I've told him a few times, but... He seems to come back and win more. So,
what it is about him that keeps him going, and maybe an inspiration for you and the rest of the Whittaker family, which we saw that lovely picture of all of you yesterday together competing here.
I don't know, really. I just don't. He just doesn't. You know, he never has a doubt. I think that's his main asset. You know, he's so positive. I think he thinks he can win any class on any horse. You know. And a lot of the times he does.
And when you look at him riding, are you still learning from him when you look at what he does, even at his age?
Yeah, I think obviously he's quite difficult to learn from because you can't really see everything that he does because he's so natural. But I think I've learned a lot, and he still helps me every day. We help each other, and I think if you want to keep learning in this job, you have to keep watching everyone. You know.
And what he's achieved in the sport is extraordinary, isn't it? And the longevity. We're coming here as a 16, 17-year-old. I don't know what age you were when you first competed here, but to then be in his 60s, it's incredible.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's too many sports where that actually kind of happens. And I suppose in one way he's quite lucky that he's very fit for his age. Yeah, I think actually he's still going to win a lot more.
Can you see yourself doing this at 67?
No.